This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN Community Network News. I'm Jed Gilbert.
And I'm Anthony Smeaton. The Anglican Archbishop of Sydney has warned his church's followers that legalising same-sex marriage could lead to polygamy and incest. Peter Jensen made the comments writing for the church's Southern Cross newspaper, where he also suggested that allowing same-sex couples to marry is an abuse of marriage itself. In rejecting the comments, Alex Greenwich, the convener for Australian Marriage Equality, made the point that Australia is a multi-faith society and the Archbishop's views shouldn't be imposed on those who may want a non-religious marriage.
Joy 94.9 General Manager Danae Gibson has resigned from the station's top job to take on a new role with the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. Joy President David McCarthy confirmed the move and said Gibson would be missed but wished her well in her new role. McCarthy said in an email to members he would be sad to see her go, but it's a great coup for queer film and it'll bring the organisations even closer.
Gay and political activists reacted angrily after discovering a blog purportedly written by a gay woman detained in Syria was in fact the work of an American university student. 40-year-old Tom McMaster, studying at the University of Edinburgh, issued an apology on his blog site, saying he was, quote, the sole author of all posts on the blog. He later confirmed the lie when speaking to the BBC.
So I invented a name to talk under that would keep the focus on the actual issues.
But it's a fiction, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The blog, titled A Gay Girl in Damascus, has since February claimed to have documented the life of a 25-year-old lesbian activist living in the capital during the civil unrest.
Comedian and 30 rock star Tracy Morgan has apologised for making a series of anti-gay remarks, including a reported joke that he would stab his own son to death if he spoke in a gay voice. Kevin Rogers was in the audience at the show and shared his reaction to the rant with CNN.
I was still trying to process everything and decide if there was going to be a punchline somewhere, or to me it really was just the entire thing really did hurt me.
Morgan has since apologised, saying his routine went too far, that he is not a hateful person and doesn't condone violence against anyone. However, many of his ex-fans say that's not good enough and he should be sacked from his NBC show.
This is not just about a party. It is not just a peaceful demonstration. It is a spirit of a basic human right. We are here today to defend love.
That's global pop superstar Lady Gaga continuing her support of gays and lesbians, speaking at the Euro Pride rally in Rome. Gaga later performed an acoustic version of her gay pride anthem, Born This Way, for the adoring crowd. The pop star also used the forum to answer the question of how gay she is, with a typically camp response.
And on a gay scale of 1 to 10, I'm a Judy Garland 42.
Australians Tim Chappell and Lizzie Gardner have won the Tony Award for Best Costume Design of a Musical for Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. The pair beat costume designers for the musical Anything Goes, The Book of Mormon, and How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying to snag the Theatre Award. The win comes 16 years after they were crowned with Oscar glory for their colourful costumes for the movie The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Briefly in other news, 3 out of 4 Australians believe same-sex marriage will be made legal in the country, according to the latest Galaxy poll commissioned by lobby group Australian Marriage Equality, as well as parents and friends of lesbians and gays.
The Seattle Mariners have joined the list of Major League Baseball teams making videos for the It Gets Better project. The Chicago Cubs and Boston Red Sox are also making videos for the project, which aims to let young gay and lesbian people know they can survive bullying and go on to lead fulfilling lives.
Any gay-related news or events happening in your community? Let us know. Email us at qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News. This has been a Joy Melbourne News and Current Affairs program. For more gay and lesbian content, please visit joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.